Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, as always, with my co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right. Hello, everybody. It's me, an amazingly successful and efficient co-host.
So Donna and I have been doing this show for a number of years, and although the show can go on without me, It can never go on without you, Donna.
That's right. I made sure of that. Job security, you can never ever fire me unless you want to get rid of the show, and the listeners won't let you. So there.
I got to find a Donna Lee sound alike. I'm a board-certified urologist. This is a men's health show. We also talk about a lot of other topics that affect both men and women. In our urology practice, NAU Urology Specialist, the sponsor of this show, we do treat both men and women. We are open for business, and although we work very hard to get you in as soon as possible, we take all insurances. We have 4 physicians. We have 5 mid-level providers. We have 2 physical therapists and an incredible staff that is ready and waiting to take care of you.
Mm-hmm, that's right. We're all over the place, too, in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas.
If you want to get a hold of us, our number is 512-238-0762.
That's my part.
I know, but you forgot it.
Sorry, I was reading something.
Focus, lady. We got a job here.
That's right.
We are trying to make our Facebook and our Insta Twitter better. But for those of you listening on this radio station, I don't know if that's going to be as important of a communication medium.
No,
we also
don't.
We also take letters. So if you want to write us, you can just look us up on our website, armormenshealth.com.
That's right. You can get your typewriter out and send us a letter to armormenshealth@gmail.com. And you can listen to our podcast. And I always feel weird saying, wherever you listen to podcasts, isn't that a given? Just listen to our podcast.
I don't know. Armor, A-R-M-O-R, Men's Health. They're short little snippets of our weekly radio show. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of listeners. We get probably 1,000 downloads a week. We're very, very proud of that.
We are proud of that. But the marketing company was like,
that doesn't seem like much.
You can do
my other podcast had more.
It's like, well, we're talking about important stuff.
Yes. Donna, the questions that people ask really drive the show. Do we have any questions?
We have so many questions. So thank you again for sending these to armormenshealth@gmail.com. It is just like Dr. Mystery said in the past. It amazes me that people remember that. They get home and send the question. This one is from a lovely gentleman. Hi, my name is Bleep. I visited a urologist a while back for some ED issues. They want to do a procedure called Famical, P-H-A-M-I-C-A-L, penile duplex ultrasound. I'm imagining it's similar to what we have. Just wondering if that's a normal procedure for ED issues.
Well, this sounds like it could be a patient of ours. My guess is what it is. It's what they're saying. They want to do a pharmaceutical penile Doppler. So
it's
an example of the type of patient that often comes to see me after hearing us on the radio. The quintessential patient is the 65-year-old man who started developing ED and just feels like his body has completely betrayed him. Like, what the heck happened here? They come into the office and they're absolutely like astounded that erectile dysfunction would have ever occurred to them or happened to them. And they want me to get to the bottom of it.
Right now.
You could say, well, sir, this is just what happens. Let's give you a pill and you need to be on your way. But those patients are almost universally unhappy with that. They didn't want to be rely on a pill for doing something they've enjoyed their entire life. And they feel like it's a crutch. They're concerned that the pill may make them dependent on it, or they may feel like taking of the pill, you know, might make their ED worse. Getting to the broader question, what is an appropriate evaluation for the man with erectile dysfunction? And whether you're 20 or 80, much of that evaluation for us stays pretty much the same. I explained to patients that there are 4 main domains that cause ED. The first one is psychological. And that generally affects younger people. That if you have performance anxiety, nothing makes your erection go down quicker than a big shot of adrenaline from your adrenal glands. So if you're nervous, your adrenal glands will start working over time and your erection will go down. And that's psychological. Then there's hormonal. We know about testosterone as a hormone for erections. But estrogen plays a role, thyroid plays a role, and prolactin, another hormone, plays a role too.
What does prolactin do in your body?
Prolactin is like this one of these super hormones, and it helps with lactation in women, okay? So like when you're feeding your baby milk. But in men, if it's too high, it can reduce your erections, make it harder to orgasm, and reduce your libido. We check prolactin as well. The next category that we usually talk about is neurological. So that's sensation. We do nerve testing here in the office through a process called biothesiometry. We use temperature and vibration sensation to make sure that the nerves that are supposed to be working and giving you innervation in your penis are working properly. And we use your own index finger as kind of the what we compare to.
So you can tell right on the spot.
So we can tell if decreased sensation. So a lot of guys will come and say, well, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel right. Something's wrong. It feels numb. And so these are the areas that we will test for. Mm-hmm. If you're young and you're having these issues, then we look for pelvic floor physical therapy. We look to do supplements that help with nerve function. As you get older, we start thinking about things like the P-shot or the platelet-rich plasma shot to help. Mm-hmm. That has been shown to increase sensation. We think about things just to help with ED overall. And if you're older, we also worry about other medical conditions that can reduce your nerve function, like diabetes, sometimes high blood pressure, certain medication use, and that's what we'll kind of evaluate. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth one, which is the kind of the most commonly used one, is blood flow. Mm. And when we talk about blood flow, there's blood flow in and blood flow out.
Right.
So to blow the balloon up, okay, mm-hmm. you got to blow air in or blood in, but you have to keep it from leaving too. Mm. And so you can have problems with the arterial inflow.
Is that why it's called a blowjob? Sorry. Sorry. Continue.
I feel like that's going to get bleeped out.
No.
So...
Blow.
Sorry, parents. So if you have decreased arterial inflow, mm-hmm. but the veins are working normally and they're closing off properly, then you'll just have a slow time to getting an erection, but it'll stay firm. If you have good inflow, but the blood's not staying in the penis mm-hmm. because the valves and the veins aren't working correctly, you'll get a quick initial erection, and then you'll lose it.
Okay.
So by doing a penile Doppler ultrasound, what we're doing is we're measuring the blood flow in and out of the penis. Mm-hmm. So we use an ultrasound to measure the peaks and valleys of the blood flow, and it will tell us whether or not the predominant issue is arterial inflow or there's too much blood leaving or leaking out of the penis. Mm. Because our treatments are different. If you have arterial insufficiency, where the blood flow is not going in, mm-hmm. then we give you drugs and do things to help make the blood flow into the penis quicker and better.
Okay.
If you have a problem with the leaky valves, all the blood flow in is not going to help you. It's still going to leak out.
Right.
So that's when we use constriction rings, then we use pelvic floor physical therapy and other kinds of therapeutic modalities to help you maintain and keep your erection. So a pharmacologic duplex ultrasound, which is what this patient is being set up for, mm-hmm. what we have to do is we have to give you an erection. And guess what? Our office is not a sexy place. It's hard.
It is not a sexy place, but we have some really raunchy,
it's difficult.
Dirty magazines in the bathroom.
It's difficult. It's difficult to get an erection here in the office on demand. Right. So we use a medication called Trimix, which is three different medicines that forcibly cause arterial inflow and getting an erection. So right. You'll be in the office, we'll give you a little injection, you'll get an erection.
It doesn't hurt.
It does not hurt, and the erection doesn't hurt, and the ultrasound doesn't hurt.
Your copay hurts.
But then what we can really do, that's right, what we can do is we can actually map out and give you numbers. Mm. And then if we do interventions or we do something or put you on different meds or we do anything different, we could even repeat that and confirm it. Most people, we don't repeat it. Mm-hmm. We do it once and say, okay, sir, your problem is, you know, after we do the full evaluation, your nerve function for vibration is a little lower than it should be. That's probably why you're losing it. Mm-hmm. And then we make other recommendations. Well, you need to increase vibration, so an increased stimulation. Or if temperature sensitivity is an issue, then we can offer creams and lubricants that actually are warming or cooling in sensation to help. Mm. If it's a blood flow issue, we can tell you whether you need increased arterial inflow or you need augmented constriction so that you keep the blood in the penis, whether or not shockwave is going to work for you, whether or not something's going to work for you. And so a lot of these fly-by-night, you know, pop-up places that do shockwave therapy, mm-hmm. they actually put an ultrasound. They say they're doing a Doppler ultrasound because they put something that says Doppler ultrasound on your penis.
Stop.
And you get like this whew, 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 mm-hmm. whew. And then when they do the ultrasound, it'll sound louder. Whew, 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 whew.
So but that's a result that they guarantee. They quote unquote guarantee it.
But that's garbage. Okay, you could just aim the little device a little bit off the blood and make it sound. It's garbage. So, and that's not what we do. We use an actual ultrasound with a screen in which we measure, you know, amplitude and do the right thing.
And an actual medical provider.
And an actual doctor that does this. Yes. What a concept. Donna, how do people get a hold of us?
That's right. Call us at 512-238-0762. Check out our podcasts and our email address, armormenshealth@gmail.com.
The Armor Men's Health Hour is brought to you by urology specialists. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.